Yesterday, the government announced it will scrap the 457 visa scheme, and in its place will be a long and short-term temporary work visa scheme. The short-term one doesn't allow for citizenship. The new scheme will require workers to have more experience and a better knowledge of the English language, with Australian employers required to look for suitable Australian applications before receiving any from overseas. So what does this mean for the future of foreign skilled workers in Australia? Rocky Calais is a migration agent, and he's quite optimistic about the changes.
Actually, I was looking forward to it. This announcement is more streamlined for both Australian employers and the overseas workers as well. The workers who will be coming to Australia, they won't be available in the Australian market because the Australian employer has to follow strict guidelines. So for the genuine temporary workers, we are more than happy to welcome them. We need more skills and Australia need more people. So this is an immigrant country, but we don't want the wrong people to come over here and work here and steal the Australian workers' rights for the job opportunities or anything.
Migration agent Rocky Calais. Peter Mayers, author of Not Quite Australian, How Temporary Migration is Changing the Nation, isn't so positive about the changes, suggesting they're just layering the complexity of an already messy scheme. He thinks their focus on workers having Australian values is also misplaced.
Well, I don't know what the government's on about there, really. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, there's no evidence that people on 457 visas are not in accord with Australian values. There's no evidence at all that 457 visa holders are somehow ripping off the system. Immigration Minister Peter Dutton seems to be suggesting that there was something questionable about 457 visa holders going on to permanent residency. That's exactly the way the system's designed. It was set up that way. The government set it up in a way that if an employer brings someone in who then proves to be a very valuable ongoing member of that enterprise, they can then sponsor them to become a permanent member of the enterprise. And that makes a lot of sense. You know, if we want to maintain Australia's successful record as a citizenship-based multicultural society, then part of that has to be enabling people to become citizens. We can't tell people to, what to believe or what to think or whatever. We can't expect them to be fully engaged members of Australian society if we keep them at arm's length by saying, well, you know, you're not a citizen, you don't get a vote, your political views don't matter, you don't get welfare in times of need and so on. It's trying to appeal to Hansenite anti-immigration sentiment. And in doing so, it is undermining multiculturalism by suggesting that some migrants are somehow illegitimate.
With those sort of people who are making those claims, how do you sort of find that balance between being welcoming, which of course encourages sort of participation and this supposed adoption of Australian values, as well as being sort of firm on the fact that a lot of these temporary residencies are for a good reason because they're temporary?
We're trying to have it both ways. We're trying to say, oh, they're just temporary. And then secondly, we're using temporary migration as a pathway to permanent migration. And there's a real tension between those two things.
And so we don't know too many of the specifics, but what do you think about the jobs that are potentially being cut from this list? Do you think they'll sort of speak to that values agenda?
No, most of the jobs being cut are jobs that no one's coming in on anyway. Goat herders and turf growers. And I mean, if you look at the list of 200 jobs, most of them, you wouldn't be anyone on them on a 457 visa anyway. The ones that the government has had legitimate concerns about are ones like cooks. And the government has legitimately said, you know, why are fast food restaurants bringing in cooks or cafe and restaurant managers on 457 visas? Why aren't they training locals? Those are legitimate questions. And so one of the changes, the government hasn't taken those jobs off the list, but one of the changes it has made is that it has put caveats on those jobs. So you can only bring in a cook in certain circumstances and not to work in a fast food restaurant and so on. So that might make a difference. But it's a very complicated, it's just added layers and layers of complexity to the whole process. And, you know, this is interesting from a business-friendly government because the idea behind the 457 visa scheme was that it was an easy scheme for business to use. It was quick to bring people in. And it's now being layered and layered with levels of complication.
Peter Mayers, he's author of Not Quite Australian, ending that report by The Wire's Thomas Johnston.